Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Wave Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comforts of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your heads with me and let's call on our God in prayer. Our good God, we honor you this evening. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for the name of Jesus, which is still powerful as it was when the disciples used it to wrought wonders. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, which was made ours as a church at Pentecost. And his power is still active, alive today, just as it was then. We thank you for the privilege of hearing your word and experiencing this power. We ask that you take absolute control of this evening's service. We ask that let the name of Jesus be exalted. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, over every hearer, over every home. We ask that you do your people good and manifest your love, your grace to your people. Heal the sick tonight, Lord, and deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free in the name of your Son, Jesus. Bless us. Let your word bring light. Let blindfolds come off. We pull down strongholds and imaginations that oppose you. And we ask that you cause the light of life to shine over your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. I need to apologize for last week. We were here, but there were certain hitches that made you not to hear our broadcast. But we thank God that tonight, by God's grace, we are with you again. I'm reading from Mark chapter 5, and I'm speaking about good in every way. Hallelujah. Good in every way. Mark chapter 5, very, very interesting chapter of scripture. It began with Jesus arriving at the gatherings. If you read the last or the last few verses of Mark chapter 4, you realize that they had just exited a storm, a terrible storm, which threatened to destroy their boat and threatened to destroy their lives. I came to speak to you tonight. You may be in a stormy situation. Our generation probably is in a stormy situation. But I have good news for you. If Jesus is in your boat, you will arrive at the other side. If you are with me, say a loud amen. Hallelujah. If Jesus is with you, you will arrive at the other side. Say a loud amen, somebody, right in the comfort of your home. Just say amen to that. We hear a lot of things on the news. They're telling us about the inflation and we are experiencing it. It's rising and this and that. The finance minister was making reference to a certain triad that finance people refer to as an unpleasant one. We have triads that we also call terrible triads in medicine. The one of them involves the elbow, and when someone has that triad of injuries, the outcomes are negative. I don't really care what the what they are projecting tomorrow to be like, and I don't care what the fear mongers say. All I know is that Jesus is with me in my life's boat, and that he has said that we are crossing over to the other side. And no matter what storms may come our way, you and I, so long as we have him with us, we will get there. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Jesus said that in the last days these things will happen. These are signs that the end is upon us. But there's no reason for us to fear. Jesus and his angels, every time God is manifesting himself to someone, what he says or what he introduces himself with is usually fear not. So fear not. They may say this or that, or practically you may experience certain things which may be unpleasant. But if you have Jesus in your boat, if you don't have Jesus with you, then you are in trouble. Who will you go to and who will you call on? But when Jesus is with you, you don't have to fear. You just turn all your problems to him and turn your eyes on him and call on him. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Yehoshua. It means Jehovah is salvation, or Yeshua. You call on him, and when you mention his name means Savior, and he will come to your aid. Hallelujah. So Mark chapter 5 is introduced with the statement, and they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. I don't know where Jesus has promised that he is sending you. I don't know what the Lord has told you, but I have one scripture which he has spoken concerning everyone who comes to trust in him. And I want us to look at it. It's a scripture in the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, I know, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You may have listened to the 7 o'clock news or 6 p.m. news, whichever you prefer. You may be agitated by the projections and by the stories that you are hearing. We thought we were exiting COVID-19 and probably not. We are not completely out of the woods, as the world is not completely out of the woods. We hear how the UN estimates that COVID took about 15 million lives. That's about half of Ghana's population. Can you imagine? And we are not completely out of the woods. There are countries which are still on lockdown now as we speak. And just before the world could be clear of the COVID pandemic, other things rear their heads up, like the issues between Ukraine and Russia, which have rippled all over the world with crisis in food, the production of wheat fertilizers that we have been importing from these countries, I think Ukraine in particular, and oil that the world has been importing from Russia. It has affected a lot of things. Even bread is now more expensive than it was probably yesterday. And maybe that's what you heard in the news. Or you went to buy, maybe 2 weeks ago, you went out with a certain amount of money, and that amount of money was able to make sufficient purchases for your home, maybe for a week. But you went this time, and what the same amount of money bought is probably enough for only a few days. But I came to you with a different news. This is also news. And this news is in Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. I don't really know, and I don't really care what the world is saying about itself. What the message that I am speaking is to you. You, the one listening to me. I have a message for you from your Father. He sent me to tell you tonight that He also has plans for you, that He also has thoughts for you, that you are on His mind, that He's thinking about you. In spite of the things that are going on in the world, or amidst the things that are going on in the world and the uncertainties that are flooding the hearts and minds of many people, well, I came to tell you that your Father is also thinking about you. When a parent sends a child to school and they increase their school fees, maybe a primary school boy or a girl, they give them a slip, go and tell your parents that this is the school fees. The child just comes to you, dad or mom, my teacher said I should give this to you. Immediately he hands over his sheets to you. He goes back to get his soccer ball or bicycle or whatever, and the child is playing like no one's business. Why? My father is thinking about me. My mom is thinking about me. The fees may be double what you paid last time, but the parent will find some way somehow to keep their child in school. And it's not the child's worry or bother how that money is going to come. Well, I came to tell you that you have a father, and your father is thinking about you. Hallelujah. And the thoughts that he's thinking about you, oh, they are pleasant thoughts. They are thoughts of peace. They are not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. You shall not be ashamed. You can't trust in Jesus and be ashamed. You shall not be confounded. You can't trust in Jesus and be confounded. God is thinking about you, and he's going to make a way for you. No matter what the situation in the world is, your case will be different. Why? Because your father has promised you. He said he is bringing you to an expected end. He said his thoughts for you are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus told the disciples when they were leaving the shores. He said, let's go over to the other side. Let's go over to the other side. Let's go over to the other side. Knowing what lay ahead, he said, let's pass over to the other side. My thoughts are not, we are not going to drown in the sea, Peter. We are not going to be swallowed by the waves, John. Thomas, this sea is not going to be our burial ground. We are going to the other side. That's what Jesus told them. And I'm also telling you tonight that you are crossing over to the other side. If Jesus is with you, if you are alone, then I pity you. If you all that you have is your own skills, and all that you have is your own reasoning and your logical analysis of things, it may not be enough to face what the world has. Peter and his friends discovered very quickly that their fishing skills and their ability to read the sea and to weather storms was no match for this particular storm. They did everything they could. They threw out the water. They probably lightened the ship by throwing off some of their wares. They did everything they knew how as master fishermen to stay afloat, but it still looked like they would die. But Jesus had spoken his word already, and he said, we are crossing, we are going over to the other side. And they just went and they called him, they woke him up. And when they invited him into their situation, he just stood up. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, he said, he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? They feared exceedingly, saying one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? If you will trust the Lord in these times, these are going to be among the times when you are going to experience his greatest miracles of provision and supply. These are going to be among the times when you experience his greatest miracles of healing and deliverance. These are going to be among the times when you experience his presence in ways you have never known before. These are going to be the times when you have the greatest testimonies to tell, that my God has been with me, my God is with me, and my God is taking me all the way. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. He makes all the difference. Someone sang, Andrea Crouch, he said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past, they seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. I know your skies are dark. It seems the sun won't shine. In case you do not know, I'm here to tell you the word of God is true. And everything he's promised, he will do it for you. Jesus is the answer. Not just yesterday or for the past. He's the answer for the world today. And above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you want the peace that comes with knowing that Jesus is with me, the peace that comes with knowing that he will take me to my expected end, we are going to arrive at the other side. I'm not going to die in this sea of confusion. I'm not going to die in the midst of this sea of pain. Jesus is going to take me beyond it. If you want to have the peace that comes with this knowledge, and the peace and the safety and security that comes with his presence, you need to choose him. All the things you are depending on will fail. Men will fail. Your money will not be enough. Money can't buy life. It can't buy an extra ounce of life. But Jesus, the Bible says, in him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Bow your head with me. You want to choose Jesus today. You want to experience his presence in your life in these times. And you want the comfort and the peace that only he can bring. Bow your heads and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I turn to you today. I know that I am a sinner, but I'm sorry for my sin. Dear Lord, forgive me for all my sins. And wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he suffered and died for me on the cross, and he rose again triumphantly on the third day, and he lives forevermore. Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord, as my personal Savior, and as my friend. I will live for you all my days. Thank you for receiving me. For your word says that whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast away. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Before we leave, want to pray for you. I want to pray for the sick. If you have any sickness in your body, put one hand where the sickness is and lift the other hand. Jesus Christ makes you whole tonight. If you have any sickness in your body, put one hand where the sickness is and lift your other hand and begin to call on the Lord Jesus. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Lord is going to touch you tonight as I pray for you. Several years ago in a service one time, as the man of God preached, he said that the Lord was giving someone a healing anointing. I was in the back of the service. I fell very strong on the ground. When I rose, someone caught me. Both of us fell. I got a seat. Then I heard, look into your palms. When I did, I saw glistening oil that had marked half of each palm, exactly through the middle of my middle finger. And the Lord told me it's a healing anointing. My wife was in that service. I showed it to her. I showed it to the pastor. And subsequently, I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus, and he told me, pray for the sick. After this, I began to pray for sick people, and the people got healed. And we've seen several people got healed. We've seen blind eyes open. We've seen deaf ears unstopped. We've seen the lame walk. A man who was crippled, I think he was 74 years old or so. He was crippled from a disc prolapse. He was due for surgery. He invited us to his home, or one of our church members told me about him. We went to see him and we prayed for him. And by God's grace, that was about maybe a year ago or so. Up till now, he's still walking pain-free. When we went to see him, he was crippled. He was lying in the bed in his hall and he was not able to walk. But the power of God that healed the sick is still real today. Jesus hasn't changed. His stripes still heal. And as I pray for you tonight, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to touch you, and God is going to lift you off that sick bed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be loose from every sickness and infirmity. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be made whole. Let the blind eyes open. Let deaf ears open. Let lame legs receive strength and walk. Let the pain leave your body, your joints, your bone, your marrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the pain leave your spine. Let the difficulty in vision leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let that deaf ear open. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the pain in the right ear leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed of asthma. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed from migraine headaches. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let every cancerous swelling in your body melt and vanish. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive his healing power now. You feel it as if a heat is bubbling or moving in those portions of your body where there is weakness, there is pain. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's touching you now. It's touching you now. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't walk, rise up and walk. If you couldn't hear, begin to speak. Ask someone to speak into that your ear, or begin to speak to that person. If the person couldn't hear, if you had deafness in one ear, that ear is open right now. Begin to see clearly with your eyes. Every blurred vision has left you. Pain has left you. Check. You find that swellings have gone. If you can't examine it yourself, go to the hospital on Monday. It's real. His healing power is real, and science will verify it. God is not afraid of science. He is the author. He's the originator of it all. Your science, your doctor will verify it. The labs will verify it, that your liver disease is gone. Your kidney disease is gone, because the power that made you has fixed you. Oh, glory. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made. I feel so much power has been released tonight. Begin to do what you could not do before. Begin to move. Begin to dance. Someone, you had a very bad, something that made your voice, you couldn't speak. But by the power of God, that voice has been loosed. I don't know if it's a sore throat, but there's something that made your voice couldn't come. But by the power of God, that throat has been loosed. Look, you have been loosed from every infirmity. Tell us about it. 0249-471-769. 0249. I feel God's power really moving. Look, God's power has touched you. Listen to this message again on our podcast, Miracle Wave Broadcast. Your life will never be the same. 0249-471-769. God's power has touched you. God's grace has entered your home, your life, your situation, your marriage. You shall not sink because of any financial issues or troubles. The Lord who has spoken tonight, the Lord who has called you, he's taking you over to the other side. Maybe you were on your own before, but you are no longer on your own. From tonight, Jesus is with you, and you shall not be ashamed. Oh, glory to God. We love you. We are praying for you. Let us know what God is doing, what God has done. Send us a voice note. Send us a message. 0249-471-769. We love you and we're praying for you. God bless you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471-769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.